as I said yesterday after the game, you know, proud of the way our guys played and stayed with it for 60 minutes. Certainly didn't do everything we wanted to do the way we wanted to do it, but, you know, did do enough things well enough for us to be in it, you know, late in the game, and then give ourselves an opportunity to make a play there at the end, which you don't want to do many times. But, you know, again, proud of the way the guys fought, and got a lot of room to improve, a lot of things to improve on, and that's what we'll be hard at work at starting today. I don't think I didn't do that when I got home, but I think that everybody, you know, felt good about it because we put in so much hard work. Every team does in the off season and training camp and preseason and so many hours in terms of preparation. And then you go to that first week and all you want to do is win the first game, you know. And like I said, it wasn't perfect, but I think everybody felt, you know, obviously much better about winning. And myself, I was very pleased that we were able to make a big play at the end of the game to win, and it always makes Monday mornings feel a lot better when you had more points on the board than the other team did on Sunday.
How many times did you watch that play?
I just watched it a couple times on the plane, and then again, you know, once this morning, and some very interesting things to see and learn from on that play on both sides of the ball, and you know, hopefully talk to our team about it, and you know, if you're on the defensive side, make sure that there, you know, if there's a mistake or, you know, in any way, shape or form on that play, you want to make sure that you coach your guys how not to do that, and then offensively, just, you know, there's some coaching points that we can learn from too. Well, the starting with the celebration, you know, in a situation like that, you know, we were very careful not to have anybody from the sideline run out there onto the field, you know, because you kick the ball out from the 15 there, and then they have the ball at the 50, you know, you're talking about a whole different ending of the game, you know. Palmer's probably throwing the ball in the end zone then. So the time management in terms of what Brandon did before he went into the end zone, I thought was, you know, an incredibly smart play for a player to make at that point in time in the game. Very heads up on his part. You know, just a reminder to all our players, if that ever does happen, that they need to understand exactly, you know, how much time was left before that play started, if we had a timeout, you know, because, you know, he was thinking, do I need to run out of bounds? He didn't need to because we did have one left, you know. So just some little things like that offensively that you can certainly learn from in that situation. And then defensively, obviously, in any case like that, at an end-of-a-game situation, we want to have somebody deeper than their deepest guy, you know. And we were fortunate that they had three guys converge on our receiver, and then there was really nobody behind Brandon when he caught the ball. In that kind of a situation, are you saying learn from, or just see offensively, or? Well, Hall tips the ball up in the air, you know, and I think one of the worst things that, you know, in any kind of a Hail Mary type situation, we always teach our guys, tip it. You want to bat it to the ground, you know, because if you tip it up, you never know what can happen, you know. And so he kind of gave life to the play, you know, by hitting it. At that point on the sideline, I didn't even remember if Hall got his hand on it or if there was like a big collision, you know what I mean? It, you know, just kind of everything happened so fast. But Leon Hall actually got it up into the air, which actually gave us, you know, more life on the play and Brandon an opportunity to go ahead and circle underneath it and then go, so. You know, just something to learn from.
You got a chance to go through the tape now. What stands out to you now that you've seen the defensive performance? What, I mean, a couple of positives that you're
going to you know, we talked about not allowing a bunch of big pass plays, you know, and we didn't really give up a bunch of things down the field. They had some catch and run plays where we got to tackle better. You know, Chad made some people miss in the open field. We had the fullback on the sideline one time, and he made a, you know, he made you know, a guy miss and made some extra yards. They had more yards and run after catch than we wanted them to have. But we did not give up any deep pass plays, which they tried a number of, you know, and we were deeper than them and kind of discouraged him from throwing it. You know, forced a turnover there when we needed it. You know, where they were driving the ball. It was a third down play, key third down play. Champ had good coverage, and Wesley made a nice catch on that interception. And then other than we had a couple issues in the running game on the edge, you know, I thought Fields and Kenny Peterson and Andre and DJ kind of played really well inside. We didn't give up many creases on the inside running game, and that was a positive. You know, another area that we really talked a lot about, because they were a physical running team and really wanted to try to pound the ball downhill at us. So we stood up to those challenges yesterday and forced them into doing some things that I'm sure that they don't really want to do a bunch. They threw about, you know, 10 or 12 balls to the backs and tight ends, and that's not really, you know, a huge strength, but that's what we wanted them to do. Yeah, no, he is. I mean, the way that that guy runs around the field, and you know, he saved a bunch of yards yesterday, you know, with open field tackles, and his energy and leadership on the sideline is as good as any player I've ever seen. I mean, when I'm calling plays on offense, there's not one time where I don't hear him behind me. Talking to the defense, talking to the punt team, you know. I mean, it doesn't matter who it is. I can hear him, you know, and I'm calling a play in one side, and I'm hearing information in the other, but yet I'm hearing him behind me, and it's all positive. It's all the right things, and it's not phony, you know. It's real leadership, tremendous value in it, and the things he says, and he's such a smart football player. That as the game goes along, that he makes adjustments when we make them, and he makes them like that, you know.
Besides that, physically, 35, about 36.
He doesn't look like it. When you watch him on the tape, when you watch him on the field, he's playing as faster than everybody else. I mean, that's what he's doing. You know, it's one of the things we saw on film last year too. You know, this guy, you know, he's playing at a high level. Well, we didn't. We talked a lot about getting off to a good start in each drive, and we had too many bad plays to start series that led to three and outs. You don't want to be in second and 10 or second and 12, obviously, and we had too many of those situations. You know, we dropped some balls. We had some miscommunications. We had a couple bad throws. We kind of took turns offensively. Being the reason why we couldn't get into a good rhythm, you know, and in such a field position game that was played yesterday, we need to do a heck of a lot better job of getting it out of our end, and then at least if we have to punt it back, and so that they're backed up, and you know, for the most part, we were in our end a bunch yesterday, and you know, started seven or eight drives inside our own 20, and you know, a few times had enough going there to get it out, but didn't do it on a consistent basis. So a lot of little things to clean up, certainly, and you know, our players are going to see a number of things and areas where we can improve. I don't think so. He didn't talk, you know, about it. He didn't act like it did, and you know, I didn't think he threw the ball any differently than he did in practice, you know, during the course of the week. You know, he managed some situations very well for us. That 2-minute drive before the half, we always talk about and not wanting to give the other team an opportunity to get the ball back, and certainly with Cincinnati being such an explosive offense, we didn't want to do that, and he did a nice job yesterday of moving the ball down the field and taking the time off and then scoring on the last play. you know, there were some things that there's some throws that we would like to have back. You know, I'm sure he would have liked to have back, but made some good plays. You know, took a sack at a bad time. You know, late in the game. That whole series was bad football. You know, started with a false start penalty. Then we had a holding on a screenplay where we converted for a first down, and then we take a sack on the next play. So we had three plays in a row. We go backwards 20 yards, and you know, had an opportunity to make it a two-score game, and really handled that situation poorly. And again, you know, we can all do better.
Any update on
Spencer Larson will be out for at least a few weeks with a shoulder. It was just a freak situation where, you know, there was a accident in the locker room in terms of falling. Put his arm down wrong, and I don't want to go into too much. It wasn't anything like, no. Slick surface, slip, hit the ground. That's it.
What's your philosophy on Mondays following a victory or day after a victory in terms of what you demand from your guys and how much you're going to fill and do treatment and stuff?
Treatment, lift, film, critical of, you know, all the things we need to get better at. And then, you know, they'll make sure that they get their work in with Coach Tootin and you know, their lifting and running to try to get some of the soreness out. So, you know, it's a good day for us to see all the areas where we need to improve on. I think the players enjoy coming in and seeing. You know, and whenever you get to watch an entire game like this, you see so many little areas where if we'd have just done that this much better, it would have changed that whole entire series, you know. So, you know, that's, you know, we film, treatment, lift, run, that whole thing. Could have been, for sure. We weren't on the field enough offensively to, you know, to prevent that. You know, we got to have the ball for more than 26 minutes offensively, and you know, if we want our defense to hold up as the game goes on, we gotta play better complementary football on both sides.
Thanks, Coach.
Good deal. Thank you, guys.